Well, praise the Lord tonight. Welcome to the Word. My, what a beautiful day in the presence of the Lord to spend a number of hours in the presence of the Lord. What a privilege we have. We're building an ark to the saving of our families. Hallelujah. Well, tonight the message is entitled Perfected Praise. Perfected Praise. This message will be well known to many of you, but maybe the Lord has a word for us tonight and the Holy Spirit wants to quicken us in a fresh way. Judges chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand." After the death of Joshua, the children of Israel had still not taken full possession of their inheritance. And God said, "I want Judah to go up." Judah means praise. God says, "I want praise to go up and take the land." After the death of Joshua, this was some 25 years, think of it, some 25 years after the Canaan conquest, after God had given them the land, after they had entered into the land, and the tribe of Judah, the tribe of praise, had still not taken possession of its full inheritance. Judah was in the land 25 years. Judah was saved 25 years, and yet had not perfected praise. Tonight I'm talking about perfected praise. Matthew 21, 15 to 16. As Jesus came into the temple after the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, it says, "But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying out in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant and said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying?' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise? Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, dependent ones, children of God, you have perfected praise?'" Well, tonight, how do we perfect our praise? How do we perfect praise? Number one, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands, all over the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." How do we perfect praise? We enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We have a bright, passionate spirit before the Lord. You know, there's a wonderful example of our salvation experience in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, 'Look at us.' So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. That's how he entered the temple. God healed this man. Jesus set this man back on his feet. And his response was to go into the house of the Lord, the church, walking and leaping and praising God. A man lame from his mother's womb. There's not one of us that isn't lame from our mother's womb. David said, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Some have tried to argue against original sin, but it really is a futile argument. Depravity and sin and iniquity. The Bible says that people go astray from the womb. The wicked go astray from the womb. The minute they're born, they end up speaking lies. Sin is that deep in the heart. Lameness is that deep in the heart of every person. But when Jesus sets us on our feet, gets us back on our feet, we should be going into the house of God, walking and leaping and praising God. Listen, once you've been healed, once you've been touched by Jesus, don't let lameness get back in your spirit or your feet. Don't let age or others tone down your praise to the Lord. Well, my wife, my husband, my siblings, my friends, once Jesus has touched us, let's walk in that beautiful liberty of the Lord, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, because we're interested in perfecting praise, as Jesus said, as we read in Matthew 21:16. Psalm 122:1, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, Jesus sees every Sunday how his people awake and arise. He knows whether there's excitement on our spirit. This is the Lord's day. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to be punctual. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with my praises and my offering. This is the Lord's day, and I'm giving him everything I have. Or if there's a Sunday. If we want to perfect praise, we have to be those who enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Number two. Develop the 9 praise expressions. 3 with the mouth, 3 with the hands, 3 with the feet. Develop the 9 praise expressions. There are 9 in Scripture. It just happens to be the number of the Holy Spirit. This is a Spirit-filled praise life that God is offering to us on the pages of the Word. Singing, or 3 with the mouth, 3 with the hands, 3 with the feet. It may take some effort. It may take some work. It may take some overcoming of self to develop these 9. But the lifetime is a lifetime of reward. The reward is a lifetime of Davidic praise and ministry and anointing like we can hardly believe. Joy inexpressible and full of glory. Develop the 9 praise expressions. So let's see how we're doing tonight as we examine our own hearts. 3 with the mouth, singing, shouting, speaking. Psalm 98:1, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. Sing unto the Lord. Psalm 98:4, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Shout joyfully to the Lord. The shout of a king is among us, the Bible says. The roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah coming out of God's people. Psalm 145:21, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. three expressions with the mouth, singing, shouting, speaking. Three expressions with the hands, lifting hands, clapping hands, playing instruments. Psalm 134, 2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Psalm 47, 1, oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you peoples. This vibrant applause to the Lord. Sometimes we clap like he's not in the room. But he's in the room. And he's still the most important person in the room. Psalm 92:3. On an instrument of 10 strings. Wow. On the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. On the fretboard and on the keyboard. But the Bible just happens to mention a 10-stringed instrument. Because every one of us, even though we may not be able to play an instrument directly, God has given every one of us an instrument in our hands. It's right here, a 10-stringed instrument, a symbol of praise. And my, you can get quite creative with your hands. You can be a symbol of praise, or you can tone it down and be like the toms, the drums. And God says, I want everybody to praise me on the instruments. And I've given every person an instrument. Every person in this house is a musician in the eyes of the Lord. Praise him on an instrument of 10 strings. Three with the feet, standing, bowing, and dancing. Nehemiah 9:5, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Bless the Lord, you who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Standing is an expression of praise and honor and adoration and attention before the Lord. Psalm 95, verse 6, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Bowing and kneeling. Psalm 149, 3, let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. Let them praise his name with the dance. David danced before the Lord with all his might. God says, I've found a man after my own heart, a high water mark in Israel forever as David, like David. Every generation was measured according to the worship that David had brought forth by the Spirit of the Lord. Let them praise his name in the dance. Jumping for joy, twirling, at least shuffling, at a minimum swaying. Let them praise his name in the dance. Nine praise expressions, three with the mouth, three with the hands, three with the feet. They will anoint your life with Holy Spirit praise, and you will never be the same. John 11:43-44. Now when Jesus had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Lazarus came out of the tomb of death in trespasses and sins, a rebirth in type, an application of our salvation. He came out of the grave. He came out of sin and darkness, but he was still bound, the mouth, the hands, and the feet. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Why don't we enter into and receive a full liberty in Jesus Christ, a full liberty of praise with mouth, hands, and feet, and rejoice before the Lord all our days. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Jesus said, there is a realm of perfected praise. Number one, Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Have a bright spirit. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Develop the 9 praise expressions, a full liberty in God. Again, I reiterated, it might take some work. I remember when I was 18 and 19 and wanted to enter into the fullness of Davidic praise, how I had to labor against myself and against awkwardness and self-consciousness, and people are looking at me in the church, and you know, you finally just begin to spurn all that and cast it off because you want to enter into the power of the praises of the Lord. You want a true Judah anointing on your life. Number 3, take up the weapons of worship warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, that is of the fleshly realm or human realm, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. The weapons of our warfare. Well, I've got 3 scriptures here on these weapons, just skipping across the scriptures tonight. 2 Chronicles 20:21 to 22. And when King Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, who had come against praise, and they were defeated. God said, send out the singers, send out the minstrels, send out the praisers, and they're going to bring the enemy down. Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, the wall of Jericho. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. It happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. The trumpet blew, that prophetic voice, the war cry, and the people shouted with a great shout, and the walls of Jericho came down. God says, when you shout, the walls will come down. That's what he told his people that day. There is a war cry. There is a Hebrew teruah in each one of us that we need to exercise in the house of the Lord. And Micah 4:13, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, O church, for I will make your horn iron and I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples. I will consecrate their gain to the Lord and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth. God says, arise and thresh, dance on injustice, put your enemies under your feet. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and dancing before the Lord is one of the most vibrant and practical ways that we can enforce our victory with the ministry of our feet. Dancing before the Lord, treading down enemies, trampling down scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. It's amazing the victory that comes into your spirit when you begin to dance before the Lord. Hallelujah. We dance on injustice. Well, let's have the worship ministry come as we look at Psalm 18, David's testimony, verses 37 to 42. David said, I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. That's the warfare spirit of David, our father, our spiritual father. the one we look to. I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets, putting his feet on his enemies. And finally, Deuteronomy 33, verse 7. And this he said of Judah. KJV says, and this is the blessing of Judah. This is the blessing of praise. Hear, Lord, the voice of praise. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him. And may you be a help against his enemies. Hallelujah. Jesus said, yes. Have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, dependent ones like we are, God has perfected praise. And so tonight, we offer ourselves to the Lord. Maybe this word is particular for some here tonight. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Get up Sunday morning and say, this is the Lord's day. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I'm going to the house of the Lord today, and I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to sing your praises, and I'm going to cast off slumber. I'm going to bless the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. You deserve it. You're worthy. I'm going to develop the 9 praise expressions. Wow, in a worship service, you just go down the list in your life. What a magnitude of praise. What a liberty. What a fullness of praise as we enter and take hold of those 9 expressions and really learn them. We're taught the praises of the Lord, and then we enter into warfare praises as well, those weapons of war. We shout and we dance on injustice, and we sing unto the Lord over the enemy. And God gives us great victories. Well, let's stand tonight. Maybe there's some in the house tonight. And you say, I need a fresh praise anointing. I need a fresh anointing of Judah on my life. Garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Maybe the spirit of heaviness has been attacking your life lately, and you find yourself complaining and criticizing and being negative and judgmental and all the rest that goes with that. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God wants to anoint us with praise. God wants to put a song and a dance and a joy in our hearts. That we reign and rule in life. We have a Davidic anointing. We have a Davidic spirit. We have a fullness of the Lord that we can rule and reign and walk above all the forces and all the influences and all the mouths of this world. And yes, the giant Goliath does have a giant mouth, doesn't he? He just never stops talking. But we've got a Davidic anointing that can take off his head. And yeah, we can carry his head into Jerusalem, into the house of the Lord, and say, we've had victory over our enemy. We have victory over Satan. We have the victory of Jesus Christ. Let's close out with worship tonight. Listen, if you really sense in your heart, I need a fresh Davidic anointing. I need a fresh Judah anointing. Please slip out from where you are. Brothers and sisters will gather around you, and they will lift up your hands, and you begin to cry out to the Lord again and break anything that's on your life and say, I will be a David. I will be a man of God. I will be a woman of God. I will praise the Lord. Amen.